Saturday live on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Fergal, it's always a pleasure to have you back. And I guess, you know, considering we've gone into level 5 lockdown just last Wednesday night, for anybody who is looking for somebody or looking for a relationship, I mean, this is even more, well, it seems to me more challenging than ever before. And I think that, you know, people are understandably jaded by a lot of things at the moment. But it must be very difficult for people if you are on your own and you want a relationship, because I would suspect that many people now, men and women, are thinking, oh, God, you know, should I even be bothered here? Because what is the point? How is this going to happen?
I know. And you're dead right. I mean, prior to COVID, dating in Ireland was traumatic, you know, for a lot of people. People found it so difficult for a plethora of reasons, mainly down to the fact that, you know, not always would we be the best communicators. We wouldn't always express ourselves. We wouldn't always say to the other person that actually I have feelings for you. So we'd be sweeping things under the rug a little bit as Irish characters. Also with online, the online dating has been so torturous for an awful lot of people. People have been going through just hours and hours every night sifting through certain profiles, and they weren't even sure whether the profiles were legit or they were even half telling the truth. And when you go through that for months, if not years, as an awful lot of our clients will call and say they have been going through, you can become a little bit, you know, as you said, pessimistic, jaded, and just exhausted by the dating scene. But then throw a global pandemic in on top of it, which actually forces us to stay at home now for the coming 6 weeks. At the end of the year, when the evenings are dark at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's extra, extra tough. And I'm hearing from people constantly, you know, just say enough is enough. So on a positive spin, on a positive note, there's a motivation there now that there was never there before. There really is. People are much more likely now to say, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to get proactive, and I'm going to put myself out there, because no one is going to come knocking on the door.
I suppose, and that actually does make sense. On the other hand, when the opportunities to actually meet people have become so limited now, do you not find that people are calling you up even saying, oh, you know, this is kind of the last resort because I don't really know what else to do?
They are saying that, and because they're the types of people that they're not going to go, you know, online and have a Zoom, you know, Chinese on a Saturday evening with someone as a first date. They find that cringe. Well, our clients certainly do anyway. They just don't want to do that. They want to do it right. But they really are. They're calling and they're saying, is anybody doing this anymore? Or are you still open? I'm getting that all the time. And the fact of the matter is, we have, and not boasting, but we have never been busier in 10 years than we are now. We had to hire 2 new staff members yesterday. And
really?
Yes. There's over 4,000 clients on the books. We are at the moment, you see, everything can still happen because everyone is joining via WhatsApp video call. So it's not like that's it. It's over and nothing is happening. We're still very much, you know, offering the service. Now, all we're not doing is actually sending Tommy out with Mary. But Tommy and Mary are joining, and we are then, all 7 of the staff members are going through the profiles and collaborating to make sure that we know that we found the right traits and qualities in the other people. And we're selling the profiles to Tommy and to Mary. And so just when the lifting of the restrictions comes through, and when the restaurants are back open again in hopefully 6 weeks' time, we will be organizing the dates, as we have been doing up until Sunday evening. People have been meeting in outdoor spaces whereby the restaurants are able to cater for outdoor dining. And interestingly, what I get asked this all the time, and it's especially from women. They will ask me, God, are any men doing this at all? I mean, I just don't feel men are proactive. I don't feel men are, you know, going to actually take the initiative and take the step. I think women are much more decisive. And the women are right. Women are far more decisive, usually, by and large, than men. And they are always the ones that will get, you know, have that motivation there. Guys are a little less, you know, inclined to say, oh, what will be, that kind of way. Whereas now, with COVID, we have more men than women joining. That is something that surprises an awful lot of people.
And is this because men don't have the usual outlet, perhaps, that they would have had?
Yes, women are amazing at nurturing, you know, relationships and maintaining those friendships and getting on to Zoom at nighttime and doing the annoying quiz, you know, that every Friday.
Yeah.
And whatever else.
That's not that annoying now. Come on.
I sound like a real pub quiz there, don't
mind you, after a few weeks, I think, yeah, we were all ready to say enough of the pub quizzes.
Yeah, but you're right. I should remain positive. If the guys don't have the pub, if they don't have the golf club, if they don't have that kind of outlet, they're not going to get on the phone for an hour and a half every night and chat to the guys for a heart-to-heart. So in which case then, you know, enter intro. The guys then are saying, okay, well, enough is enough. I'm not going out here. I have no opportunity of meeting people. It takes a number of weeks from the time that you join before an actual date happens. So why not get the ball rolling and have you guys work on my behalf now as the COVID restrictions are in place, just to get a little bit more organized. So I've never spoken to so many men that have actually sort of not seen the light, but they just have decided enough is enough. I need to get organized about my dating life. I need to actually have a strategy in place. There's no more of that Irish Arisher, what will be, what's meant for you won't pass you by. That's one of my least favorite expressions, because it does pass you by. So people have realized that now with COVID, that they need to be the ones in charge of, you know, their future relationship status.
And also, I would suspect that maybe a penny is dropping that, you know, even when we do go back to some level of normality, whatever that might be, that it is going to be very different. And whereas once upon a time you might have met somebody, you know, at work or, you know, down the local nightclub or whatever, you know, over the, I don't know, the frozen food in the local supermarket, that's all changed now. And I think with so many more people, even in the future, will continue to work from home. So the chances of meeting somebody, say, at work are going to be seriously diminished. Yeah.
The majority of businesses now have just had to adapt completely and alter the way they do things. I mean, I have one friend who works in an office space that fits 250 people and they're only allowing 3 people in there. And there's lots of meeting rooms, but still it's not happening. And for the foreseeable, it's just not going to happen. And you're right. I mean, we held focus groups and surveys, and we had a Morag surveys done back a while back. And it said that 80% of people met their spouses in work or in the pub.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
No. And now when that's not the case any longer, people just need to really not become depressed about this, not think this is all doom and gloom, not think that this is the world is ending. It's not. We just need to switch up the way we were doing things and really just become way more, I suppose, vigilant and aware. And like, if you are 37 or 38 or 39 and you have been in a relationship for 4 years that ended badly, that's devastating to an awful lot of people in that age group. It really is. And you know, if they want to have kids in future and they want to know, they have to settle down first of all. It's going to take a year or two or three before you even can broach the question of then having kids. That's why people just need to become more organized. And as well, we have an awful lot of people second time round who might be separated or divorced in their late 50s, early 60s, and they might have been married for 30 years. And they have lots of friends and lots of connections like that, but they don't want to be a burden. They often say, I don't want to be a burden on my friends. They've got their own lives. They've got their own families, their own everything else going on. I just want independence, but I also want to be able to share my life with somebody who gets me, who understands me.
Fergal, can I ask you this? Because since lockdown, since the pandemic, really, we hear all the time that people have changed or the priorities have changed and people have become a lot kinder, perhaps. Have you seen this in evidence, the people that would come to you? Because I know you and I have spoken at length in the past about the various lists that people come in, lists as long as their arms, but frankly, some ridiculous expectations. Has that all changed?
For 10 years now, I've been listening to people, you know, say, this is my type, that's my type, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. Very robotic, very, you know, they'd ream off the characteristics that they were looking for as if it was, you know, a fancy car that they were buying. And it was very demanding, and we had to manage expectations like you wouldn't believe. We still do, but far less, actually. With COVID, what has happened almost overnight, when level 5 lockdown was announced on the 12th or 13th of March, whichever it was, I saw from that moment on a sort of a realization that people's priorities were becoming an awful lot more grounded, down to earth, normalized. I mean, people were looking for the fundamental sort of traits. They were looking for someone who's just kind, caring, warm, family orientated. Never before have I heard, you know, those requests come in like I have with COVID. So people have become an awful lot more pleasant to deal with, an awful lot more, I suppose, willing to compromise and be flexible, because they understand that these are unbelievable times that we're in. And, you know, all the stuff that seemed like so important before is very mundane now, like the blonde hair, the blue eyes, the 35 to 40, you know, have gone, thankfully.
And does that mean, therefore, that it's easier for people as a result, because they have dropped sometimes such ridiculous expectations, actually, frankly, that it's easier for them to actually find someone?
It's way easier. And that's what's weird about it. That's why this message needs to get out there, that people need to know, just because COVID is here and there's doom and gloom everywhere, it does not mean the end of the possibility of ever meeting anyone. If anything, it's going to be so much more, I suppose, a pleasant experience. There's more willingness to engage now. And what happens now is, when people meet, if they feel there is something, you know, some spark there, there's potential chemistry there, they are admitting it straight away. They are saying it to each other. They're sharing it with each other. So we're not hiding behind our ego, you know, protecting ourselves in case we get rejected anymore. We're just saying, you know what, life is short. 2020 has been an outrageously ridiculous year that I want to just put to bed at this stage. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be evasive about this. I'm going to tell you that I really have feelings for you. And that is what we're getting. So a decisiveness has an approach and a much more, I suppose, a willingness to engage. And for men in particular, they've become far better at saying, okay, let's do this. And women have for years been saying to me, oh my God, would you just find me some guy who can make a decision? Someone who's going to stand up on his own two feet and say, you know, this is how I feel. This is what I'd like to do. Because for years, it's been the women making the decisions. Women would say, okay, where are we going on holidays? And he'd say, sure, I don't mind, whatever you want. And women hate that. And that's what one of the biggest bugbears for women, they always say to me is, I just want a guy who, you know, knows who he is, has his stuff in order, his house in order, and is able to make a decision and say, here, I booked us in for a weekend away in wherever. They just really long for that. And thankfully now men are becoming more like that.
Well, in defense of men, I mean, there might have been some men who kind of did it just for a quiet life, because sometimes women can be very demanding as well. Just trying to keep the balance here. But it all sounds very positive. So, Fergal, for anybody listening at the moment who is thinking, yeah, OK, I would like to go and meet somebody. I am feeling a little bit lonely. But because of the fact that I'm feeling lonely, I really, really would like to meet somebody now. I know we're now in lockdown, so that's going to make it a little bit more challenging. Maybe there is some merit in going online, though I feel a little bit concerned about Zoom dating or whatever. And I know at Intro, you're not organising first dates for new clients right now, Zoom or otherwise. But what would your advice be for anybody who is thinking, yeah, I really would like to meet somebody, but I'm just concerned right now?
Well, I think, you know, put yourself into the mindset of everybody in the world is going through this at the moment. And so a lockdown is here, and it's here for the next 6 weeks. And if you can cope without meeting a person, you know, for the next 6 weeks, then I would wait. And that's what the majority of our clients are happy to do. And they're quite, you know, they're quite busy in what they're doing. They're really, you know, keeping themselves occupied. But if it's purely down to dating, and if you've been putting this off for a number of years, and you really feel now, oh God, if I don't do it now, what's going to happen to me? 6 weeks is not going to
make an awful lot of difference,
no,
is it?
But it's funny, like, people would be like single for about 10 years and then they'll call us and I'll explain over the phone how the service works. And then I tell them that, you know, because there's over 4,000 clients on the books and because there's 7 full-time staff members making the decisions on your behalf and it's done by humans, not by a computer algorithm, it does take about 8 to 10 weeks. And a lot of people complain about that. When we get it into our heads that we want to do something, we want it now. Once you're in the mix, that's the best thing for you. And you won't miss out because no one else is going out on a physical date yet either.
Fergal, I just want to go back to something we were chatting about earlier on, and the perils, the dangers of online dating. Not least the danger that you never really know that who you're speaking to or who you're communicating with is the person who they actually say they are. And it's particularly interesting because you were actually catfished. And your image was used to represent someone. Well, who knows who it was that you were representing, but obviously it wasn't you. Tell us about that.
So I was in the living room and a neighbour called in to the house and was talking to Rena, and she looked exceptionally serious and very...
And Rena's your wife.
Rena's my wife, sorry. And I thought, okay, what's happening there? This looks like bad news. And so I got off the phone call and then went in, and Rena said she wants to see you. So I went in and she showed me her phone. She had been on Tinder that morning at 5:30. Early, but okay.
You learned something about your neighbor there too, but anyway, go on.
And said, you just came up as one of my matches, and your name is Sean, and you're in Cork. That wasn't the worst part. The worst part was, you're 54. I said, oh my God, maybe I have forgotten to moisturize a little bit of late. I definitely don't think I have grown in nearly 20 years. So 54-year-old Sean or whatever from Cork. I was thinking, this is hilarious. This just proves everything that I've been saying all along for the last 10 years, how people misrepresent themselves all the time and how you really can't trust what you're getting online and what you're being dealt with.
And was there any upshot from that, Fergal? I mean, did you find out like who was doing this, or can you stop it? Or?
Oh, God, no, you never find out. I mean, you know, a lot of these online dating apps, their advertising model is such that they want lots of people to have multiple profiles because they can charge Coca-Cola an awful lot more.
Wow.
You could be Carol one minute and you could be Mary the next, and that's totally fine. It's very hard to know. And when you've got that sort of anxiety and you're already in the whole the sway of things, trying to get yourself prepared to date and be your best you and just put your best foot forward, and then on top of that you throw in potential misrepresentation, deceit, and total lies, and then aggression. The aggression that people have to put up with on the dating apps is really horrific, and it's down to, again, lack of patience. It's literally exhausting people being on it every single night. It becomes like an addiction, and people think, God, I've gotten three swipe rights tonight. That's pretty decent. At least I know I've got options. So we do that to try and build up our ego and build up our confidence levels a little bit. But then you can be so easily knocked down. So that's why when you mentioned about the 6 weeks and whether people should do the Zoom or if they're anxious about Zoom, I would build yourself up to a level where you can actually withstand any kind of sort of heartache for the coming weeks. Build yourself up to be the best you, and then you'll be ready to meet the person in person.
So basically, if you are in a position right now where you really feel that you would like to meet somebody, maybe for the next 6 weeks or so while we continue in lockdown, just take a step back, stay calm about it, not stress too much, maybe put myself out there a little bit, consider perhaps joining a dating agency. And in the meantime, just be kind to yourself.
And yeah, and just know that you have a plan in place and you have made a decision. There's no reason to be beating yourself up. The only reason people should feel guilty is if they're not doing anything about trying to meet somebody. So having the plan in place, setting something in motion, will relieve an awful lot of that burden of stress.
All right, Fergal, some very good advice there as always. And as always too, a pleasure to have you on the show with us. Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie.
And thank you so much for having me. You're a pleasure as always to talk to.